This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Finally, Friday. Can you believe Christmas was a month ago? Hey, if you're job hunting, so is Oscar Mayer. The Wienermobile is now taking applications for drivers. Pretty prestigious gig, but it's a lot of hard work. It's a one-year job, and you'll have to drive from coast to coast. They're looking specifically for college grads, preferably marketing majors, because you'll be in charge of your own PR, scheduling appearances, events, and interviews everywhere you stop. Might be a pretty cool gig, but not as fun as this one. Okay, lovers, this is serious. You know those little hard sweetheart candies you get on Valentine's Day with one and two word messages? Well, they're not going to be around this Valentine's Day. The company that's made them for decades, the New England Confectionery Company, went out of business last year. And another company bought that company's assets, including the sweetheart brand. But it was too late to build up for the holiday. Many people headed back to the gym for New Year's resolutions. And they're finding that some people can really be annoying at the gym. Thrillist says the extreme grunter isn't impressing anyone and just annoying everyone. The equipment hog that tries to claim more than one machine or equipment at a time. The creep who stares. The clueless parent. Hey, if you bring your kids to the gym, don't let them run wild. It's dangerous. And the person who can't stop staring at themselves in the mirror. If you're doing it for form, that's fine. Otherwise, you look like an idiot. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Word out, the majority of us say we take on so much stuff, we can never accomplish everything on our to-do lists. And here are things that keep us from getting everything done at work and home. Trying to be helpful, accommodating, and polite instead of just doing what it takes to get things done. Jumping in to fix too many new problems that pop up. Not being sure which work tasks we are and aren't expected to do. Working for a boss who makes impossible demands. And being bad at saying no. That's me. Speaking of work, what's the worst quality a coworker can have? New survey says the answer is having a negative personality. 28% of respondents say that was the worst quality in a coworker, followed by poor work ethics, being entitled or arrogant, taking credit for other people's work, and being disorganized and late. Finally, a beautiful $1.7 million lakefront home in Alberta, Canada can be yours for the very discounted price of $25. At your attention, Alla Wagner's health problems have made it difficult for her to maintain her large home, so she's looking to downsize. She's been trying to sell the house, but hasn't been able to find just the right buyer, even though she's drastically dropped her asking price. So she's got this idea. Wagner says she'll hand over ownership of the house to the winner of an essay writing contest. She's asking people to write in 350 words or less why getting the house would change their lives. She's also charging a $25 entry fee just to recoup some of the losses. She promises to read every letter and will choose a winner after April 5th. She's set up a Facebook page for all you need to know. South Haven Area Emergency Services is conducting another Citizen Fire Academy beginning March 20th. They're looking for up to 15 South Haven area residents who would like to learn what it takes to be a firefighter. It's open to anyone 18 years of age or older who lives in the greater South Haven community. If you'd like to know more about becoming a Citizens Fire Academy applicant, contact Owen Ridley at 637-1813. 637-1813. Knucklehead news out of Great Britain, where a woman got sick of waiting around for the perfect spouse, so she has decided to tie the knot with her comforter. Pascal Selleck, an artist from Devon, has set a romantic Valentine's Day date for her ceremony, in which she'll promise to remain forever faithful to the duvet, which is white with red hearts. The 49-year-old describes her duvet as the most intimate and reliable relationship in her life. She says she'd like to invite people to witness her union with the most constant, comforting companion in her life. She says she'll wear fuzzy slippers and a comfy nightie as she walks down the aisle on Valentine's Day. Okay. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul@WCSY.com is my email if you have something to send me. You can also leave it on our Facebook or Twitter page. Find podcasts of this and all Daily Buzzes at WCSY.com, Facebook, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Play. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Leyendecker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.